Welcome back, Cleaning Nation. It's time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and to get everything you need to grow your cleaning company. So glad you could join us for part two of special guest Cortland Driggs with Cleantelligent. We are hoping you are getting a ton of value from the show, but don't forget to get plugged in and join our private Facebook group. Get support, community, and so much more with owners just like you at www.growmycleaningcompany.com/Facebook. I'll see you there. Last week, Mike and Court covered how Cleantelligent increases customer retention and satisfaction through streamlined communication with your clients and employees. Today, they're going to talk job estimating and employee tracking. So without further ado, let's dive right back in.
Second, you mentioned something about you can make sure that you're being profitable. And I was like, ooh, I didn't know you guys did anything like that. As a coach, that's all I do is constantly like, are you making money per job? So selfishly, lazily, so I don't have to do it. I would love to just be like, talk to the Cleantelligent folks and leave me alone. But tell me about what you guys do on that. Because that's huge, huge, huge. So many people are always focused on more customers, more sales, more sales, more sales. And when I get to them, the first thing I say is, are you making any money? Let's stop it with the sales. Let's make a buck. Tell me about, I didn't know you did anything in that universe. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have a bidding and estimating tool. It goes into from the very beginning when you're starting your relationship with that client. You want to get a good detailed, basically a survey of the building, how big it is, what services you're going to be doing, and how many different rooms. And we have an entire database of production rates, how long it takes to do each service that you're going to be doing, that we have, or you can edit the rates if you know that they're different for you. Or, I mean, different buildings are obviously different quality, so sometimes things take longer than others. But you want to make sure that you're actually keeping track of each service that you're going to do, and you know how long it's going to take you. You know how long, I mean, how much you're going to be paying your employees that are doing that work. You want to know how much the benefits for those employees are going to cost, so you can come out with a final number that says, this is how much it's going to cost me to clean that building, so I want to bid it at this point. I mean, and at that point, you can even say, so if you don't like this price, let me show you a different option for a little bit lower with a little bit less service, and you have different options that you can present to your client. You have that, like I said, if you have that number of knowing exactly how much it's going to cost you to clean the building, you can then bid it appropriately and make sure that you're actually making money off of the service.
All right, so that, gosh, look, now you've done it. Now you open a can. I'm going to have to dive right into that. So first of all, we've got a Facebook group that's, I don't know, currently like 1,300. Whenever you listen to this, you know, who knows how many be there. But there's about 1,300 owners of cleaning companies in there. And I would say, holy, I'm just guessing, 1 in 4, 1 in 3 is, how do I bid this? I'm bidding this. I've got a gym. I've got that. Are you telling me, so if I go, if I'm a Cleantelligent customer, I can go into my software and go, I'm bidding a gym, it's this big, or a doctor's office, or a lawyer's office, or a warehouse, or whatever the case may be. Give me an idea of how many square feet a team of two should be able to clean, and you guys have got, and obviously I can edit it, right, if this thing's a filthy mess or whatever, but you guys have got a baseline of, yeah, that's two people, 5,000 square feet an hour, or whatever the case may be.
Right. I mean, it gets into a lot more detail than that. It's like, here's the gym. Which part of the gym are you cleaning? What services are they going to be? You're going to be mopping. You're going to be doing the strip and wax. You know, how long is it going to take? What does the material, the product cost for doing that? And you can go into really great detail, like I said, to make sure you actually know the number.
So you can put in, our stripper costs $100 a five-gallon thing, and you'll be like, oh, this is going to cost $219.18 worth of materials, this many hours, and okay, cool. So, yep. A, love it. That's super. Again, I'm just going to stop answering all these stupid questions about how long will it take me to, I don't know, call someone that knows what they're talking about. That's super fantastic. Also, I think what happens is a lot of times we miss, people are talking about new clients, which is great. That's a fun, exciting way to sign up a new client. But there's only three ways to grow a business, is to A, get a new client we're pretty familiar with, B, get the clients that you have to spend more often, or C, get them to spend more money when they do spend. And so many people miss. They're like, oh, yeah, I've got this 100,000 square foot building and we get $5,300 a month. I'm going to go, or $3,000 a year that would be. I want to go get a new customer. But what they don't realize is that guy is spending $20,000 a year to get his carpets and his floors cleaned. And part of the, if you had that information, right? So when you do the bid, even if you're not going to be cleaning those carpets, you sure want to know. So if you notice it's a mess, you can go, hey, that you know, 300 square foot break room that we are looking at or that we clean every day. We're doing the best we can with the mopping, but it's a mess. It needs to be stripped and waxed. We already measured it. We know what kind of thing it is. That's going to be $419. We can just add it to your next bill. Like, let's hit the low hanging fruit, folks. And you don't have to go out there every time, you know, for $400. You know, maybe make $200 on it. Is it worth going out there and measuring and looking stupid, or just saying, "Hey, we can just add it to your bill. We're already out there. I already know the square footage. You have it. You measure it once. That's the nice thing about buildings. It's not like, well, it was 400 square feet 2 years ago, but today it's 700. It's more. I'd say better than 30% chance. It's still the same size it was.
Yep.
So is that something that people on you that are using the CleanTelligent are kind of using that data to kind of hit that second and third way to grow their company instead of getting new customers to get more value out of the customers they've got?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. They, just like you said, they know where they're coming from. They know what the building needs. They can not only look at that and look at upsell opportunities, but then they can also show the proof on the other end, like we were talking about before. This is what we've done for you so far. Here's the record. So let's make this partnership work even better. Let's see what other ways that we can make your building even more enjoyable to be at.
Yeah, and that's a double-edged sword, because when you're doing that, say you're like, hey, I noticed the lights out. You want me to get that? I noticed, and I don't know how detailed you get, I'm sure at least in the notes, but I noticed your air filters are kind of getting to be a mess. We can handle that. Aside from being able to charge for that work, all of a sudden, if they get pissed off and there's the paperclip incident, they're way less likely to blow out, because they're like, well, now I got to find a guy. I need a floor guy. I need a carpet guy. I need a handyman to do this stuff, and I need a cleaner. Maybe we should just have a little bit more conversation. That's the good news. Mm-hmm. That's the good side of that coin. The bad side of that coin is when some other jerk comes in. Sorry, other jerk. When some other guy comes in and strips and whacks that floor and does a good job, you think he's not stupid. He might start sniffing around and go, well, who's doing the janitorial? And if you just had the paperclip incident, they go, God, these idiots that are yada, yada, yada. He goes, look at what amazing job we did. And then now you lose the whole damn thing. So depending on how you handle this, this can either make you more money, but equally important, it's pretty cheap. I shouldn't say insurance because no guarantee, but I would imagine your average months per client or average lifetime value of a client is going to go way up. If the more that they do, the more that you're handling for them, that thicker that relationship is, the more they're going to think about one little paperclip. Maybe instead of blowing up, we're going to continue the relationship.
Exactly.
And is there any way to, on the ongoing profitability, because I know obviously you guys aren't an accounting program, but do you guys have any APIs or plugins that we can kind of match up to say, here's what we're bidding and here's what we're doing to make sure the jobs are profitable ongoing, or what does that look like?
That's a fantastic question. That's actually something we're looking into building right now, is that open API so that we can connect with QuickBooks and, you know, Salesforce, whatever tools you're using that work for you.
So right now we've got at least, here's how many hours it should be taking. So whatever we're using to kind of, oh, and you guys do scheduling? Because I know people are going to ask me this. So I'm not trying to beat you up and be like, oh, you do it. But I know people are going to ask me, do you guys do scheduling and time tracking, all that sort of stuff? Or would that be something we'd need another? Because that's huge, right? If you're going to have this, here's exactly how long it should take and here's how much stripper it should use and all that sort of stuff. We got to track that time. Do you guys do that? Or is that something we need to have two pieces?
Right. We do the job scheduling, as far as scheduling out all the different work and sending out notifications when and where things need to be. But we don't have the time tracking piece.
And right now, no open API, but hopefully, and again, the cool thing about these podcasts is we don't know when you're listening. This was recorded February 2017. As of now, that's something you guys are looking at as open API, so we can kind of plug in the things that work. We have a time frame, 3 months, 6 months, 153 years. What do you got?
Well, it's in our roadmap. It'll probably be by the end of the year is when we're really, really digging into it.
Okay. So if it's 2018, you're listening to this and they don't have that, send Court angry emails, first about his terrible beard and then second about, you know, you having to get other software. all right, cool. So that's most of the questions I've got. Give me just, I love stories. Like the story about the paperclip I thought was so good, because we can talk about how to like not be in that situation. Any other kind of big pains that people come to you and like, you know, kind of your best stories of here's what their life looked like when they weren't kind of tracking, having this communication, and here's what it looked like afterwards. So we can kind of encourage people on the fence going, yeah, Mike's always shooting off at the mouth about, you know, more work for me. Like, but something we can actually, this is actually worthwhile. This is actually worth, you know, this is a button on your business. You want to get tied up.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I think one of the biggest pains in the industry is going from what you're familiar with already with pen and paper. Is obviously that's the majority of the industry still. They're still working towards getting implementing that technology, adopting it. So I know of one particular client that I was working with that before they started using us, they were using pen and paper, they were printing out schedules every single day, and they were spending $12,000 a month on ink and paper just to print. And that was just an instant savings right there when they switched over. But like I said, that process of implementing the new solutions is always, that's a big pain point for people when they're trying to change the way they're doing things and trying to make success. And that's a huge thing that we've recognized over the years, and we want to be there to help people make those process changes, help them set the goals and keep accountability as they're working towards it, and just getting to know each business, because each business runs differently, is what I've learned as I've done this over the years. Everyone has a different system for how they do things and a different way that their business is set up. And so we want to make sure that you have the best chance of success possible when you're trying to do better.
Yeah, so first of all, that's you keep hitting on stuff. And that's what I want to talk to y'all, because a lot of things that you're talking about, I'm like, I talk about this every stinking day, and I can only be so many places so many times. So any sort of automated system, ideally with some sort of software, whether it's as simple as Google Docs or as complex and kind of comprehensive as technical intelligence, you got to get this down. So again, that's probably one of the first things I look at when I'm looking to coach someone is who does the scheduling, right? And when you got these guys that are like, I do it every night, I schedule. And again, when you've got the 5-time-a-week accounts, those are pretty simple. But when you got a lot of the once and twice and three times, it's like, well, I got to be here this time and there that time, and this one takes 4 guys at 6 hours, this guy takes 6 guys at 4 hours, and on and on and on. It gets to be a mess. And when the people are manually doing it, A, you can't take a vacation, right? That's one of the first things I try and help the people when I'm helping them automate their business, is to get themselves out of the daily tasks. Like, I unlock the door every day, I make the schedule. There's all these, like, I don't say complaints because I'm the one complaining. Like, you guys got to cut that out. But the daily stuff that's going to disallow you to go take a vacation. So I'm a huge fan of, again, whatever method you use, you should not be using pen and paper daily to write the schedule. You need some sort of software program that can think a little faster and kind of put together the Jenga pieces of, here's the resources I've got and here's the jobs that need to be done. So I would highly recommend you, no matter what, not to be scheduling that by hand, not to be doing it daily, at least ideally delegate it to a piece of software. If you can't do that, at least delegate it to a human being, which is going to be more expensive, but don't do that, owners. That said, implementation, that's huge. So that's probably the biggest thing. I forget what your prices are, but I remember talking about it. I'm like, yeah, that seems reasonable, right? So I don't know that a lot of people that have this need, they're like, I need to get this started, be like, oh, it's too expensive. I do know that they're going to go, I'm never going to use it. I've been burned before. I signed up for, you know, fill in the blank. And this happens with advertising too, right? Google AdWords doesn't work. I'm like, I know guys making millions of it. Well, I tried it and it sucked. And so I'm sure there's a lot of clean intelligent or fill in the blank with any sort of software. And the problem comes in with the, I tried it and it sucked. It's like, well, tell me about that tried it part. And they're like, well, I, you know, fussed with it for 12 minutes and couldn't figure it out and I quit and I hate the world. So tell us what, if I'm kind of new and I want to get this set up, because if I'm going through it, again, for me, it's not as much the money. It's, will this actually deliver, which, you guys are big enough and have got enough customers. Obviously, it will. And will it deliver for me? Can I actually make it happen? So I'm going to be comparing, well, what's the pain and brain damage I got to go through with you people to get this thing set up and running versus Google Docs or another, or just trying to do it on my own, right? So obviously on your own, it's hard to speak to because who knows how smart you are or what tool you're going to use. But for CleanTelligent, if I'm going from, I'm pretty computer illiterate, maybe because I've got customers at 25 that would just chip, chop, chip. They love this and they wouldn't understand the paper and pencil. I've got customers at 65 that are really hesitant, that are like, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't know it. I trust my pen. I trust my paper. It's been working for 40 years. It's going to continue working. So let's go for the worst case, right? That guy or gal that's been doing it a long time. They're on the pen and paper. What's a real, say I've got, just to make it kind of easy, I've got 40 employees. I'm sure you deal with smaller, I'm sure you deal with bigger, but hopefully I think a lot of our listeners are kind of in that area. I've got 40 employees. I've been doing it my own way. I want to make a full transition. I want to start communicating with my customers. I want to start communicating with my employees. I want to start getting this bidding awesomeness going. I want to have the schedule working. I want to use freaking everything. I don't like computers. Everything's on pen and paper. How long in terms of calendar time, right? Is this a week, a 2 week, a month, a 6 months? Will I never get done? And how of my time? Like, is this something I can do in 5 or 10 hours, 20 or 30 hours, 100 hours? And again, I'm not bright. I don't don't have a good beard like you, Court. I'm dumb. I'm scared of computers. This isn't for the bright guy. This is for the dumb guy like me. Talk to me about time and effort to make this actually happen.
Yeah, that's a great question, and we get it a lot. Obviously, to really answer that question, what I would do with that customer is really get down and get to know their business and how it's working, how their employees work, how efficient things are right now, the way things are, and what it would take. Like, do you need to fix problems with processes and customer things that are going on right now before you can even look into switching into the software? But if everything's good right there, and
what I hear so far is Court saying, yeah, first we would do Mike's job and coach you and make sure your business is healthy, and then so come on, man, you're killing me. No, just kidding. So that honestly, that's good. Is if one of my clients was going to kind of partner with a company like this, that's the first and foremost thing I would want to hear. If I hear everybody's the same, it's whatever a month, just go do it, you're fine, it's perfect for you, I get real nervous. I really like hearing going, I don't know if it's perfect for you. Let's talk about what you do now. Let's talk about how that's been working. Let's talk about how big you are. Let's talk about where your pain is. And maybe none of it works for you. Maybe just this portion you really need, the rest you don't, or maybe you need all of it. So A, Clean Nation, whatever solution you go for, first of all, make sure you go for a solution, right? Don't just go, wow, that was a great podcast and I'm going to do nothing. That was a waste of your time. Second, whatever solution you go for, that's what I'm looking for. Is same with a coach, right? If you get a coach who's like, oh, you're fine, I'm sure you're fine, I don't need to know anything about you, just give me money and I'll help you, run from that guy. So I love that you guys are willing to put in the time, because it's harder, right? It's easier just to go, oh, we're the right solution, give us money. Great. But I like that you're going, hold on, I don't know. What do you need? Yeah, so continue. And it's a big, huge asterisk, by the way. The numbers and kind of integration that Court's going to share could be way more or way less for you. We've got to, you know, he's going to have to talk with you. But since we can't kind of go through that whole role play, just give me an average, actually kind of worse than average, right? I'm a little older than most. I'm a little more stuck in my ways than most. My systems are a little worse than most. You know, and I maybe that 40 or 50 employee, just so, you know, because I think a 10 employee person and a 2,000 employee operation are going to be different. So I'm kind of, you know, a little behind the times. I don't have a lot of systems in place now. I've got 40, 50 employees. Just give me an idea. And I know some are going to be more, some are going to be less, but just implementation wise.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're wanting to implement the entire system, I would definitely say it would probably say take at least a couple months to get everything up and running. Make sure you're trained on it and you're seeing the results. Obviously, things take time to get everything done and make sure you're doing it the right way. For a company that size, on average, I'd say about 2 or 3 months.
Okay, so that's
get everything implemented.
So 3 months, if I do my part, and I get you guys, you can only have the solution available. You can't come down to my office and beat me till I use it. But 3 months, I should be. And again, it's not like I get zero benefit months 1 and 2, and then all of a sudden month 3, the sky parts. It starts getting better and easier. But 90 days from now, I should be. If I do my part, again, I get. If I don't do anything, there's no time that'll fix it. But if I do my part, 60 days on the good end, 90 days on the bad end, I should be have this thing working smoothly and getting a lot of value and not having to have the headache of implementation.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And then what about time? Is that like, this is a part-time job for me, 20 hours a week, every week I'm fooling with it, 1 hour a week. I mean, give me an idea of what I got to do, right? Because I'm lazy.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic question. That's actually one of the things we go over right at the beginning when we're meeting with a client is pitfall to watch out for when you're implementing new solutions. And one of those things is trying to go it alone and trying to do the entire project by yourself. We want you to get your team involved, get them the buy-in, and start making them responsible for different projects, which not only takes stuff off of your shoulders, but it makes things go faster at that point, because they're going to know what they're doing and they take responsibility for a certain part of it, and while someone else is learning another part, and then they can get together and train each other, as well as meeting with the coach from Clean Intelligent. That's what we call them.
Totally competing with me. How dare you? You got coaches and everything. Never should I jump my podcast. Sexy beard and coaches. So you guys actually, you're gonna assign me somebody that I can call and like hold my hand and pat my head and tell me it's gonna be okay.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, and I like that you tell them, because I do the same thing. Certainly, if I take on a one-on-one client, it's like, hey, the money is one thing, but if you're not ready for this kind of time and I don't want to say emotional investment, but you're going to have to stretch and do things a little differently, right? If you just want to do things exactly the same as you've been doing, You can ignore me for free, right? There's no, you can not use CleanTelligent for free. Why pay them to not use it? You got to make sure that you're committing. And again, this is, these concepts work obviously for CleanTelligent, but whatever program you're going to use, certainly if you're going on your own, like double all these times if you're going on your own, because you got to figure out all the stuff that you don't even know what you don't know. So I love that you kind of, and that's one thing I wouldn't have thought of, like, hey, let's have the employees kind of get some buy-in. And I would have thought of it, but I probably would have done it wrong twice and then come back and figure it out. So time-wise on my part, and I understand, so there's, yeah, you made a good point. There's two kinds of time investment I've got to do, my personal time and then the time of my people, right? They're going to have to figure it out. So what, personally, is this something I can do in a couple hours a week, or do I need to like block off my schedule and focus on this thing for a month or so?
Yeah, no, I definitely say you could do it in a couple hours a week. It takes more time up front. You got to make sure that you're actually dedicated to learning it and learning the new software and then putting it into place, implementing it to make sure it sticks. But yeah, definitely just three to 5 hours a week just starting out. You should be able to get it going, and then it'll go down over time.
Okay, cool. And then I'm going to take a wild guess that I'm not going to be the first one to go, my employees don't want to do it. They're pissed off. They like the old way. You've dealt with that maybe a couple thousand times, and you've got some kind of feedback of, yeah, we know. Here's how to do that. Here's some tools to make that transition stick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing is making sure that your team, that you communicate the benefits, that they know what the goals are. In the end, what everyone is aiming for and how it will not only help your company, but how it will help them make their job easier as well. And then give them access to the resources, to the coach from CleanTelligent that we provide. Let them be able to work with them when they need to make sure that they have they're empowered to solve their own problems, basically.
Cool. All right. Well, before we end, I remember, and I do this with just about every guest expert I have on, because I love you guys, Clean Nation. I remember asking you guys, what can we get for Clean Nation? Because you want to hook us up. And if I'm going to introduce your audience and I want to encourage them to A, get a solution, and B, at least check out CleanTelligent. If that's the solution, God bless you. If not, again, don't give it up. Don't just quit. You still got to get this problem solved. And to total transparency, you told me what you were going to do, like this extra benefit. And I went, oh, that's awesome. And then I've forgotten completely. So what? I remember you told me you're going to hook them up. And I remember thinking, oh, that seems more than awesome. And then I forgot. So tell me and Cleaning Nation.
Yeah.
And I think we've got, go to growingcleancompany.com/CleanTelligent is where you can get this. So if you just go to CleanTelligent.com, you'll get all the information and stuff that you need, but don't sign up there. And just so you guys know, this isn't a joint venture. I get $0, whether 100 of you sign up or none of you sign up. Don't care. I just really want to give you guys enough tools so when we go to coaching, we can start on step 4 as opposed to step 2. So all that to say, no joint venture. I'm only giving you my link because it's cheaper. If you want to sign up at the CleanTelligent link and pay the regular price, I don't care one iota. That said, if you do want the extra, I don't even think it's cheaper. I think you guys give way like better. Anyway, what do you give? GrowMyCleanCompany.com/CleanTelligent.
Absolutely. So what we want to do right now, when you sign up, we have three different, basically, starter packages, beginner, advanced, and pro. And each one is designed off of how much implementation time that CleanTelligent is going to help you as you're pushing forward with the new solution, whether it's a week, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, and then you get extra coaching time, a pool of coaching time beyond that. That's what you're purchasing with your packages, as well as the software and access to it and what your teams are going to be using. And so right now we're offering, if you guys go through that link that he mentioned, if you get the beginner package, you get the advanced package at the beginner package price, or the pro package at the advanced package price. Now, obviously, you might not need the top package. It depends on what your company, your size is, and what your needs are, and we want to recommend what the best thing is for you. And so, for sure, talk to our sales team about it. If you reach out and if you're interested, they want to know that we're providing you with the best solution for your company.
Yeah, that was my next question, is obviously use the link to sign up so you can get the free upgrade, but I'd rather, and again, tell me if I'm out of line here, but my thought is like the Apple Store. When I go in there, I'm like, here's what I need. And they tell me the computer to use, and it's not always the most expensive one. Sometimes it's the base model one. So I trust those guys, and I would never just walk in or go online and buy it because I'm not that smart. So I got to go to the Apple Store. I would recommend Clean Nation, if you guys have that, go to the link. So whichever one they tell you to get, you still get the, you know, the free upgrade or whatever, but that you could, they can still call and be like, hey, let me, can I talk through, would you be one of the people they talk to? It's because now that you've been on the show, I want to talk to Court, but do you have that resource so they can say, hey, walk me through, I, you know, Mike said 40, I'm at 80 or 20, and you know, I'm whatever.
They could, absolutely, they could talk to me, or they could talk to whoever. We're all able to help them with that.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that there's no one walking around CleanTelligent with that kind of beard. I'm just saying. I want the guy. Don't even ask for Court. Just call in and say, hey, I'm a part of Clean Nation. I want the dude with the beard, and I want him now. And see what happens. I don't know if he'll pick up.
You know what? That actually would get him to me.
All right. See, I knew that you were the guy with the beard in that place. All right, man. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. You can get all the show notes page and all the links that we have. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com/CleanTelligent. CleanTelligent will get you, I think, a free demo along with an upgraded package. And again, I'm always the guy that nothing's expensive if I don't use it, right? If it's a piece of software and it costs me $1,000 and I never use it, that was a wasted money I can't afford. If it costs $10,000 and it makes me $100, then that was the best investment ever. And not that you guys are anywhere near any of those prices. But long story short, if you're not sure, get more implementation help. Not with just CleanTelligent, with anything. If you're not sure, like, oh, I'm right on the edge, for crying out loud, get the implementation help, because again, none of this crap's ever going to help you unless you do anything. I'm constantly saying that with the coaching. We can hold hands and we can talk and I can give you all the stuff in the world. If you go away and do nothing, then this has been a waste of my time and your money. Let's not do it. So everyone listening, please, 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 if you're noticing that there's something in your business that we've hit a nerve and you need help with, obviously CleanTelligent is a great resource, but do not hang up the phone. Hit pause or stop on the podcast or the video without doing anything. All right. Court, thank you and your beard so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, hooking up Cleaning Nation. We appreciate you. Again, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com to get the show notes page, or growmycleaningcompany.com/intelligent to get the super fantastic upgrade for free. Can't wait. See you there. Talk to you soon, Cleaning Nation.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.